Dear listeners, welcome to the Vagina Monologues.
It's extra special, extra exciting. We have a bit of the Vagina Monologues. The Vagina Monologues went on this week at Queen's University just this past weekend, and we raised tons of money for Don House, Interval House, and Sexual Assault Crisis Center. So special thanks to everyone who attended. It was very well attended, and from our point of view, from the cast and crew point of view, very well received. So thank you very much for coming in. And as always, the Vagina Monologues are written by the wonderful Eve Ensler, and this edition was produced, directed, and acted in by Queen's students. So we're going to play a bit of that today, and stay tuned for This Way Out right after Groundswell. Have yourself a great week.
I bet you're worried.
We were worried.
We were worried about vaginas. We were worried what we thought about vaginas. And even more worried that we don't think about them. We were worried about our vaginas. They needed a context of other vaginas, a community, a culture of vaginas. There's so much darkness and secrecy surrounding them, like the Bermuda Triangle. Nobody ever reports back from there.
In the first place, it's not so easy to even find your vagina. Women go weeks, months, sometimes years without looking at it. A high-powered businesswoman was interviewed, and she said she was too busy. She didn't have the time. Looking at your vagina, she said, is a full day's work. You've got to get down there on your back, in front of a mirror that's standing on its own, full-length preferred. You've got to get in the perfect position, with the perfect light, which is then somehow shadowed by the mirror and the angle you're at. You get all twisted up, you're arching your head up, you're killing your back. You're exhausted by then. She said she didn't have time for that. She was busy.
So there were vagina interviews, which became the Vagina Monologues. Over 200 women were interviewed. Older women, younger women, married women, lesbians, single women, college professors, actors, sex workers, corporate professionals, Asian American women, African American women, Hispanic women, Native American women, Caucasian women, Jewish women. Okay, at first they were reluctant to talk. They were a little shy, but once they got going, you couldn't stop them. Women secretly love to talk about their vaginas. They get very excited, mainly because no one's ever asked them before.
Let's just start with the word vagina. It sounds like an infection at best. Maybe a medical instrument. Hurry, nurse, bring me the vagina. 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 Doesn't matter how many times you say it, it never sounds like a word that you want to say. It is a totally ridiculous, completely unsexy word.
We were worried about vaginas, what we call them and what we don't call them.
In Westchester, they call it a pookie.
In New Jersey, a twat.
There's a powder box, a poopy, a peepee, a poopaloo, a poonanny, a pal, and a peesh.
Toady, deedy, nishi, dignity, monkey box.
Coochie snorcher, cooter, labby.
Gladdy Siegelman.
VA, wee wee, horse spot, nappy dugout.
A mongo, mookie, pajama, fanny boo, marshmallow.
Ghoulie, possible, tamale, totita, Connie,
a Mimi in Miami,
a split Ganesh in Philadelphia,
a Schmendi in the Bronx,
a tricolor at Queens.
In Kingston, the basement.
And a beaver in Canada.
We were worried about vaginas.
All of the women were asked the following questions. If your vagina got dressed, what would it wear?
Glasses, a beret, a leather jacket, silk stockings, mink.
A male tuxedo, jeans, something form-fitting.
Emeralds, an evening gown, sequins.
Armani only.
Tutu,
see-through black underwear,
a taffeta ball gown,
something machine washable,
a costume eye mask, purple velvet pajamas, angora, a red bow, ermine and pearls, a leopard hat, a silk kimono, sweatpants, a tattoo,
an electrical shock device to keep unwanted strangers away.
High heels, lace, and combat boots. Purple feathers, twigs and shells. Cotton. A pinafore.
A bikini.
A slicker.
Slow down!
This might be the International Vagina Anthem.
Women between the ages of 65 and 75 were interviewed. These interviews were the most poignant, probably because most of these women had never had a vagina interview before. One woman, who was 72, had never even seen her vagina. Oh, she washed herself in the shower and bath, but never with conscious intent. She had never had an orgasm. At 72, she went to therapy, as they do in New York. And with the help of her therapist, one afternoon she went home by herself, she lit some candles, took a bath, played some music, and she got down with herself. She said it took her over an hour because she's arthritic. But when she finally found her clitoris, she cried. This monologue is for her.